Genesis chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. Wine and diner first, bro. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife. And make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell, and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. I feel like maybe if you had arranged this before the whole defilement thing, maybe it would have gone over a little better.
Just maybe.
Maybe. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah their sister. Wait, okay. But that wasn't... That is not deceitfully. Apparently he objectively did that, is what we were told. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you. If ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then we will give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. Luckily, there's a circumcision's half-off sale. Uh-huh. But if ye will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. Oh, all I gotta do is get circumcised? That doesn't sound too bad, right?
What is that again?
Right? I'm just imagining, like, the Padme meme. Oh, I just gotta get circumcised. That doesn't sound too bad, right?
Padme meme?
Right? It's a Star Wars thing.
I know Padme's from Star Wars.
Cool people understand it. And the young man deferred not to do that thing. he deferred not to do the thing. Well, yeah, I mean, he's got an investment in a little Shechem. Because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came in unto the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, therefore let them dwell in the land, and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us, for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. So you can tell it was rough, because, like, for example, when I got circumcised, I couldn't walk for a year.
Oldest joke, honey. You tell it every time.
It's because it's a funny joke. And it came to pass on the third day when they were sore. Like, see, they still have 362 days left. That the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword. Oh my goodness. And came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. Oh man, how much... Did you just get them to be circumcised so they'd be easy to kill because they couldn't fight back? Because that is really devious. And they slew Hamor and Shikrim, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dina out of Shikrim's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. Like, seriously, that's devious. It's like, oh yeah, if you get circumcised, and then when they're, you know, recovering from their, you know, their injury, the boys are recovering, and then it's just easy pickings. Like, that is horrendous. What a bunch of monsters. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones, and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "Ye've troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, in fact one, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house." And they said, "Should he deal with our sister as with a harlot?" He was going to marry her. This is, come on, guys, take it easy. End of the chapter.